Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
4 o'clock hour. Gonna have a little fun this hour. I want to play the Don Bailey Jr. calls from Saturday. I want to play Solana's chocolate cake episode. And I also want to do Talk About It Tuesday this hour. So we have a lot to jam in. So let's get a quick look at the headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Mike McDaniel is speaking to the media. I'll give you two notes from Mike McDaniel. The first one regarding Shaq Barrett, who today announced his plans to unretire. Mike McDaniel said, quote, caught by surprise this morning when he found out, not much time to think about it. And he said that there's been no communication with Shaq Barrett prior to this Tuesday, today.
Interesting. So it doesn't sound like he really has a desire to play for the Dolphins, by my estimation, because if you were going to do that and you wanted to play for the Dolphins, they'd know about it. It sounds to me like he probably has some sort of verbal agreement, if he can get released from the Dolphins, to go to Tampa. Like we mentioned, I had read Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. He has an interest in going there. So it doesn't seem like he would just make that decision unilaterally without telling the Dolphins if he wanted to play for them.
The man wants to play some football, and he wants to pick his team. And it doesn't want to be the Dolphins. That's what it is.
But he could have picked any team during the offseason. He picked the Dolphins. Like that. Like he signed the one-year deal with them in the offseason. So.
Yeah, and that's what. And now he's regretting it and saying, no, I want to play somewhere else. Just cut him loose. Let him play wherever the hell he wants to.
And then from Marcel-Louis Jacques, who's there, he tweets out, Mike McDaniel says, Thanksgiving night is probably the coolest regular season game any team could play in.
Interesting. They played the Black Friday game last year, right?
Yes. First Black Friday game ever.
First ever, too.
Ever.
Yeah.
That was the Javon Holland game.
Thanksgiving game in Detroit.
I think the Detroit game is the best one that you could play. Yeah. The 12:30 Thanksgiving Day game. Not that it's fun because actually you get the whole night free. So it actually better to play that game than have to wait all night because you're not going to eat turkey before the game.
But being away, now the game's over at 4. You don't get on the plane till 6. You get home at 9. Like you miss Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's nationally televised. You know, I probably got a lot more dates off that game, but it wasn't a great game. Like it was
the marquee game, though, is the Detroit game on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
I think you won that game, Crowder. I remember – because the Dolphins played a Thanksgiving Day game.
And Sammy Morris went crazy.
Yeah.
And I had a couple tackles for loss. You know, I know y'all want to downplay me and you hate me, Solana, but it is what it is.
Yeah, the Dolphins are 5-2 in games all time on Thanksgiving Day. They have a winning record, I'm reading here from NBC.com, a winning record at Lambeau Field overall, 4 wins and 3 losses versus Green Bay.
I would not have guessed that.
I balled at Green Bay.
Oh. Looks like we just lost our connection to our server here. So we don't have Hawk and Crowder for the time being, which really sucks because we had a lot to get to this segment. All right, well, let me finish out the headlines here. Then what we'll do is we'll take a quick break, and I'll endeavor to get Hawk and Crowder back on the line. Looks like we're just having some connectivity issues here at the studio. Tonight, the Miami Heat are in action. They're going to face off against the Milwaukee Bucks. It is an NBA Cup game, the third Cup game for the Miami Heat. They're 1-1 in group play right now. Giannis Antetokounmpo expected to play. Means is Damian Lillard is going to be back in Miami tonight as well. But for the Heat, there's good news because Jimmy Butler, he scored 30 or more in his last two outings. He's supposed to play tonight as well. Terry Rozier expected to play today also. So that'll be a 7:30 p.m. tip, and you can watch the game, or listen to the game rather, right here on 560 WQAM. I'll get your pregame coverage started at 6:15, and then Jackson Amy will be on the call. 7:30 p.m. tip. The Panthers did lose yesterday, 4-1, so four straight losses for the Panthers, so no bueno right now for the Cats, but they're going to be back at it tomorrow. They have the Toronto Maple Leafs in action mañana, and there was some Inter-Miami news today. Inter-Miami officially announced Javier Mascherano will be the team's new manager. He replaced Tata Martino. And Canes fans, I hear ya, because the Maxwell Award finalists were released today. Cam Ward, not on the list. Ashton Gentry of Boise State, Travis Hunter of Colorado, and Dylan Gabriel of Oregon were the three finalists. So Cam Ward snubbed from the Maxwell Award list. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida right now. It's like 80 degrees-ish tonight. It should get into the mid to upper 60s. That is your weather. Again, just lost Hawk and Crowder for a second, but still a lot to get to. We're trying to fit in a Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. We just have to play the chocolate cake segment, even though this may have worked out perfectly for me. Hawk and Crowder can't be back because, man, do I want to avoid playing that segment. And we still have to get the DBJ calls for everybody. So we'll take a quick break, and on the other side, Hawk and Crowder will be back.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hi all, Kermit the Frog here.
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Seems like we may have had some technical difficulties, but it looks like it has been rectified.
Yeah, I was about 8 minutes away from losing me.
We missed the end of Solana's headlines there because we had a connectivity issue, but he did not yet play the Don Bailey Jr. calls from Saturday. And I am under the impression that DBJ did two of the calls that we suggested in Saturday's game against Wake Forest. One of them I know was the M&M line, Mom Spaghetti, because people texted me how great it was. I don't know what the other line that he did was. So which one do you want to play first, Solana?
We'll go with M&M. We'll go in order here, Hawk. M&M first.
All right. Do you want to play what we gave him first?
We always do.
All right. Well, I just want to make sure because you've been a little shaky this hour.
Don't get sassy. We just off air. Don't get
You're barely
sassy.
Keeping us on the air this hour. You're going to get sassy with what we normally. You know what else we normally do? We normally stay on for the entire segment.
Come on, just kidding. Yeah,
I mean, honestly, out of that debacle, you're going to get sassy about what we normally
do. How was that my fault? How was that my fault?
It wasn't our fault.
No, it wasn't mine.
I talked to Hawk without cussing for 5 minutes.
Like, we pretended we were on the air. It was the dorkiest conversation you ever heard now that we know it wasn't on the air. Well, how's your family? Well, mine's pretty good. Yours?
Come on, man. You had us do a goof-ass conversation. You better get sassy.
His palms are sweaty. Knees weak. Arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
Excellent line. Let's hear how DBJ did it.
Fourth and three. 2 for 2 on fourth downs. They might have come up with a game-changing play right here. Bachmeier to throw. Miami sends a blitz. He's going to be hit. He's sacked from the side. Reuben Bain was there with Clark. Bassine also in there. That's a huge sack by the Miami Hurricanes. And a turnover on downs. Clark is in there. Bain is in there. Bassine is in there. And Bachmeier goes down like a sack of cement.
His palms are sweaty. His knees are weak. Arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
That is excellent. He nailed every line. That was excellent. His palms are sweaty.
I don't know if it's
his emphasis.
Emphasis was on the right, you know, syllable.
His palms are sweaty. Kermit the Frog here. The only other two lines we gave him, one was Post Malone, one was the Costco guys. I'm hoping that he did the Costco guys line.
He did the Costco guys line. Yeah, the Costco guys.
You want to play what we gave him first?
Yep, we should.
Don't get sassy.
The boom so loud, the whole earth shakes.
With double chunk chocolate cookies.
And chicken bakes.
I can't get enough of these guys. And they just fought in the AEW over the weekend. And AJ broke his foot. Like the whole thing, the Rizzler.
Did he?
Did you see that? AJ broke his foot in like the first couple minutes of the fight and continued fighting.
The kid?
No. I thought the dad was AJ.
Oh, I thought the dad was
the kid's
Big Justice,
right? No, the dad's AJ.
Gotcha.
Kid's Big Justice and their little friend is the Rizzler.
I don't know what this is doing. What are y'all talking about?
All right, let's hear what DBJ did.
Ball to Miami 18. Mike goes in motion. Can't send a blitz. Intercepted! It's intercepted by Meech Powell. He might go all the way. And here we go. At the 30, at the 20, at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown! Miami! Meech Powell turns it into a moment of magic for Miami. My goodness gracious. Heavens to Betsy.
We bring the boom so loud, the whole earth shakes with double chunk chocolate cookies and chicken bakes.
That's excellent.
That was good.
Did Joe Zagacki in the year 2024 drop a heavens to Betsy?
Yeah.
I believe the last time I heard that was my grandma Faye at Water Tower Place in Chicago, Illinois. When I told her I wanted to buy a new cassette and it was like $9. And I believe she said, heavens to Betsy.
Joe might have dated Faye back in the day.
Have you ever heard that, Solana? Heavens to Betsy?
Never heard that. No idea what it means.
I've heard it, but I don't know what it means. I don't know the reference.
I mean,
it's
just an exclamation, you know, that something, you know, extraordinary has happened. But I mean, heavens to Betsy has not been used in 50 years. Play that whole line again. I got to hear Joe say heavens to Betsy.
Ball to Miami 18. Mike goes in motion. Can't send a blitz. Intercepted! It's intercepted by Meech Powell. He might go all the way. And here we go. At the 30, at the 20, at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Miami! Beast Powell turns it into a moment of magic for Miami. My goodness gracious, heavens to Betsy.
We bring the boom so loud, the whole...
Heavens to Betsy. I can't imagine getting so caught up in anything that I would need to exclaim in 2024, heavens to Betsy.
That was overwhelmed, man. He was excited.
Got to look it up and see when.
Leave my Josie alone.
Heavens to Betsy is an exclamation used to express surprise, shock, or amazement.
Who's Betsy?
When was the last time?
There's a song released this year by Jackson Dean, country artist. I've never heard of him. Titled Heavens to Betsy.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same.
But Joe Z. It says, remember, Joe Z is.
That's right.
A huge country music fan.
Oh. That might be. Yeah, that might be it.
Joe Z.
Because it says here on Google, the phrase Heavens to Betsy first appeared in Ballou's Dollar Monthly magazine in 1857.
Oh, my God.
Now Joe,
so maybe he was quoting the song, not the magazine from 1857.
Joe's getting mad that we're giving DBJ all the good lines. And he's trying to come with
it. He's like, I'm going to undercut him on the double chunk chocolate cookies with a Heavens to Betsy.
Heavens to Betsy.
Hawk, how much did a magazine cost you back in 1857?
I mean, it literally had Dollar Magazine in the title. I mean, come on.
Damn.
Ballou's Dollar Monthly. Come on. What are we doing?
Hawk was in the Civil War. Y'all are so damn silly.
Ask me which side I fought for.
As you wink at me. Yeah. I'm with you, brother.
Can we take a quick break and then come back and do a National Cake Day celebration?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, we might have some more connectivity issues, unfortunately, coming back on the next side.
That's what I said when we were having our awkward conversation that wasn't on the air, that maybe this is all Solana, very well thought out as a way to get out of National Cake Day. All right, let's take a break then, and then we'll finish up the hour by doing the frozen chocolate cake segment in honor of National Cake Day, which is today.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, Hawk, how was the Civil War?
Hawk and Crowder.
We've had a lot of fun today, and we've talked a lot of Dolphins, and there's no news. Solana told you during the headlines, no news on Shaq Barrett and if he's going to be a Miami Dolphin at some point. Mike McDaniel said, essentially, he's had no contact with him, that his announcement that he was coming out of retirement was a surprise to him this morning. Today is National Cake Day, and any opportunity that we get to play the famous chocolate cake segment, we try to take advantage of that opportunity, and today would certainly be one of those days. When I think of the top three, or if we did a Mount Rushmore of segments that we've done on this show in its history, almost 10-year history, the chocolate cake segment is one that I would say gets some of the most requests, right?
Yes, it's pretty funny.
I'm trying to think of like what some of the other, I mean, we've had some instant classics lately, the Solana kayaking, overnight camp. That was a good one.
Overnight camp was good.
And there's a lot of them. Anyway, this one is special because it's just such a great snapshot. This is why, now that I think about it, earlier this hour when we had the connectivity problems and Solana couldn't keep us on the air because he hacked his own computer. This is probably an example why something like that happens, because this is the guy problem solving, right? I mean, this is, you know, that The computer goes out. He's got to figure out quickly what to do. And a cake arrives. Yeah, cake arrives. He's got to figure out quickly what to do with the cake.
You're not a problem solver, Solana.
I thought I handled each of those problems very well. I really do.
No, you actually handled this afternoon's problem very well. The cake problem.
The cake problem.
The cake problem, not so much. It's not really even a problem. It's just defrost a cake. There is no problem unless you make it more complicated than it needs to be. But this is, somebody texting in, February is Mount Rushmore. Yes. That on the Mount Rushmore, February?
It is.
Yeah.
Solana, you're a star, man. You probably got all four of the Mount Rushmores.
They're up there. My Mount Rushmore of Heroes list was pretty good, too, if you ask me.
That's a great one. Food's on a stick.
Food's on a stick.
Does anything compare to Marlon Shirley, though?
Yeah.
Marlon Shirley. Anything really compare to Marlon Shirley? Anyway, what you did to the Oreo. There's a few. Before we celebrate National Cake Day, we have these Twin Peaks gift cards.
What was that? Hmm? What do we have?
Gift cards.
Twins, the peaks, everything.
He gets so prickly when we're about to play Noche de Sixto or the chocolate cake.
No, let's go. Hand out those gift cards.
Gets very prickly, doesn't he? It's a little prickly.
That's a lot of, we got all the plurals today.
All the gift cards.
The twins, the peaks, the tickets.
All I said was Twin Peak. I forgot one S.
Get them all.
All right. Well, anyway, we have $50 Twin Peaks gift cards to give away every day this week. And we'll give away one here. What caller number do you want to take, Crowder?
Oh, let's take 9.
For Pella Larson?
Not for Pella Larson, because I have a fold out 9mm that I'm hunting with in the morning, and I don't know if I can kill something with it.
Ridiculous hobby you have. It's just so ridiculous to me.
That man's a bad gun, man.
Could you imagine wanting to get up early to go sit in a blind and wait for a raccoon to walk up at you?
I am getting my 13-year-old son, 11-year-old daughter up at 3:45 a.m. Oh. One of my buddies are picking up little Chan and taking him with him, and then I'm taking Ava to another blind, and we're sitting there. We have to be there by 5, so when the sun comes up at 6 and the deers come out of the woods, they got something waiting for them. They got some crowders waiting for them.
I mean, what torture. So the alarm goes off at 3:45 and you're excited?
Oh, they jump out the bed. Let's get them, Daddy. Let's get them, Ava.
Man, I just... Different worlds, man. Different worlds. Anywho, so caller number 9 for Crowder's 9mm.
it's a cool gun.
305-567-0560, 305-567-0560, caller 9 gets a $50 gift card for Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. And while Solana and Brittany are getting a winner on the phone lines, we are going to play for you a little celebration of National Cake Day. I believe I set it up in the segment, but this is Solana. He was home. He was broadcasting from home. He had just had his ACL surgery. His mom was wiping his behind because he couldn't move.
Not true.
Remember?
None of that is true. No, it's not true. You can't just say things on the radio, man. You can't just say, you can't make up things, bro.
We had the whole segment with Leroy. He couldn't believe that you couldn't wipe your boo-boo.
Hey, Broberg, I was wiping my own boo-boo, okay?
He tore his ACL playing with his buddies at the park.
The only reason... I had to go to my parents' house is because I have stairs at home and I couldn't walk up and down stairs.
Grown man in rehab.
Anyway, so he's at his parents' house. I send them so that he feels a little bit better. Some frozen deep dish pizzas from Lou Malnati's, and part of the package was a frozen chocolate cake. It's part of the Taste of Chicago package, and this is what transpired on the air as Solana. As I was retelling the story of him not knowing what to do, this sounds so dumb, him not knowing what to do with a chocolate cake, but he really didn't know what to do with a chocolate cake. And here it is. Happy National Cake Day, everybody. This is the frozen chocolate cake segment. So over the weekend, I had, because Solana got home from the hospital, I had Chicago deep dish pizzas shipped to his house to feed him and his family, who's taking care of him. You're at your parents' house, right? Not at your house.
Right, yeah, I'm at my parents' house.
You can do the microphone off and on thing again, huh? You're gonna stick with that, huh?
No, I'm here.
You're gonna like just it's just so herky jerky because I'm like, yeah. So you're at your parents' house, right? Yeah, I'm at my parents' house.
Ridiculous.
So I had deep dish Chicago pizza sent to him from Lou Malnati's and some chocolate cake as well. So did you eat the deep dish pizzas?
I ate one of them. I did.
And you ate the whole deep dish pizza yourself?
Hmm. I ate 3/4 of it by myself.
Really? Yeah. Wow, that's heavy duty. Yeah. And what did you think?
Oh, it was delicious.
What?
Because
you always tease me because I order in the pizzas from Chicago and it's expensive, and you're like, just drive down to Kendall. They've got deep dish pizza.
Right.
So what was better?
Yeah, Manhattan, Chicago, and Kendall has deep dish pizza, which is phenomenal, by the way.
Weird. Manhattan, which is New York, and Kendall, which is not Chicago. Strange that they have good deep dish Chicago pizza. They do, yeah.
No, this was really good. It's frozen pizza.
Right. It's still shipped in, so it's not like getting it at the restaurant. Yeah.
No, but I really enjoyed it. I put a whole pie in, and me and my girlfriend were going to split it, and she ate one, like, fourth. You cut it into fours, yeah. And she was stuffed.
Yeah.
And I had the first and then my second piece, and then there was one more piece there.
It's the same. This is the same routine I have with Lori. Every time I order in Lou Malnati's from Chicago, I'll cut it into fourths. Then after one slice, my wife can't eat anymore. And then I can't just stare at the one piece even though I'm full. Because
right.
They're like, it's one piece. It's a quarter. And what about that chocolate cake? That was just part of the package. There was a package available. And so I was like, I'll give him a chocolate cake too. How was that?
Yeah, well, we haven't had it yet because, I indulged into a deep dish pizza. I ate almost the whole thing by myself.
Right, you're not exercising either, so you're probably feeling like extra fat.
I know I am extra fat. I feel like I've gained back all the weight that I lost over the past couple months already, and it's only been 5 days. My parents were going to make it yesterday, but they don't know how to, like, they don't know how to make it. They don't know if they have to thaw it first because it's in the freezer. Or if they just throw it in the oven, but it's a chocolate cake, does it go in the oven? They don't know how to do this.
It's a chocolate cake.
Already, yeah.
Put it on the counter, and it'll be room temperature like any other cake. And then
but it's frozen. It came frozen.
Right. So you don't eat it frozen. Put it on the counter so it thaws out so it looks like an actual chocolate cake. I thought you were doing a bit on me. He texts me.
I was on the thread.
Oh, you were on the thread.
Yes.
So he snapped me when he got the Chicago pizzas, and I snapped him back and I just said, hey, I'm going to give you a little hack. It says to cook them for 45 minutes, cook them for an hour and a half or else it's going to be runny. And I said, okay. He texts us over the weekend, do you have any hacks for the chocolate cake? And I didn't respond because I thought you were doing a bit. It's a frozen cake. What do you think? You're going to bake it? You're going to bake a cake that's frosted?
I don't know. Ask Deborah. I don't. What the hell do I know about a cake?
It already has frosting on it, right?
Of course, it's a cake.
you thought
about
cake?
Putting it in the oven to bake?
That's to thaw out a little. You know?
Okay.
maybe.
How many Jimmy, Solanas does it take to make a frozen
Jimmy,
cake?
Jimmy, have you ever heard of putting a frosted cake in the oven to bake?
Never.
Of course not. It's the craziest thing.
Damn, Jimmy.
Are you serious? So that wasn't a joke when you said, do you have any hacks for the chocolate cake? I thought you were kidding.
No, I think that's a normal question. I mean, it's something that's frozen. Yeah, how can we best... how can we get the most out of this frozen cake?
Unfreeze it. Unfreeze it. It's frozen. So
right, but I mean, there's several ways you can unfreeze a cake.
Oh,
I mean,
is that so? What? Throw it in the bathtub? You want to throw it in the bathtub? Unfreeze the cake?
No, I mean, you put it in the oven maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
You would put. I can't get past this. You would take a frosted cake that's been baked and put it in the oven.
My mom's texting me. We were never putting it in the oven. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure about that, Deborah. Because I think there was a conversation with my dad about maybe, you know, heating up the oven for a little. So I'm not too sure about that.
No, when you want to enjoy the cake, like several hours before you want to enjoy it, take it out of the freezer. And then it'll thaw out. And then after you have a couple slices at room temperature, if you want to put it in the fridge to keep it cool, then that's normal. Like, treat it like a cake.
It's a cake. I just see a whole family sitting around staring at this cake.
Yeah, like,
what are we going to do with this?
This is much like the Da Vinci Code. Something that's going to require some significant effort to figure out. Why did Hawk send us this riddle?
Text Hawk. Get a hint.
I can't believe that. And I'm assuming they don't send instructions with it like they do the pizza, because who the hell would need instructions to thaw out a cake?
Yep, no instructions.
Of course not.
You haven't eaten it yet?
No, they don't know what to do with it.
Is it in the oven?
It's in the oven right now.
They have no idea what to do with it.
No, but what kind of instructions
is that?
They're just staring.
What kind of instructions is that? Oh, just leave it out. No, I don't want to just leave it out.
What further instructions do you need? Honestly, take knife, slice cake. Put on plate. Take fork. Make peace. Put in mouth. What instructions would you need? I can't even believe this.
I mean, had you just answered the text message, we could have avoided this.
I thought you were joking. I thought you were joking. I cannot believe that.
I don't know how to make frozen cake.
I don't know what to do with it.
It's like an apple pie. You ever get those apple pies? You throw them in the freezer. A couple months later, you put them in the oven. They're good as new. Good as new.
Right.
Like they were just baked.
Right. But they don't have frosting on them. You understand what would happen if you put a frosted chocolate cake in the oven?
It would defrost much quicker than just leaving it out, I'll tell you that.
Put it in the microwave.
My God. I am stunned.
All right, there you go. That is a celebration of National Cake Day. I really do love that segment more than anything because it's got just a little bit of everything. It's got Solana immediately blaming his mom, which is my favorite part of it. I asked Deborah, I don't know. Just like, immediately puts the debacle on his mom. And then she texts him. It's like, no, Jack. We were never putting that thing in the oven. Maybe you were. Oh, my God. Solana is so annoyed because he's got to get to the Kaseya Center because there's a Heat game tonight. And the last thing he wants to do is be late because we had to play the damn chocolate cake segment, which he hates in the first place. And now imagine he's late for the broadcast and Jason Jackson gets to yell at him because he's late for the Miami Heat audio experience. You're seething, aren't you, Solana? You'd like to be out of here by now.
Yeah, I'm not happy. I won't lie.
Why do I get such a kick out?
I don't know.
Tell Jax we were messing with you. Jax loves hawking myself.
Yeah.
I'm not so certain.
Tell him what side I fought for in the war.
what Hawk did in the Civil War.
Give him the wink. All right, we have to take a break. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. Dan Day will fill in for Solana at 5 o'clock for headlines, and we'll give you one more great hour on this, Tuesday. So take a quick break, and we'll come back with the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Thank you, as always, Jax.
Stay black.
All right.
Hawk and Crowder.